Here we have a story which really pierces the heart of the Jewish people, or the people around him, and they were ready to take him by force and make him their king. This was a really, he really touched their hearts, not just because he did an extraordinary miracle, which is to make something from nothing. Only God does that. Extraordinary. But also he touched the very heart of their cultural, their religious, their faith. Like he really did, because the greatest prophet for the Jews was Moses, and he led the people out of Egypt. Now, they would know this story very well. When they were in the wilderness after escaping Pharaoh, the Lord gave them providential food. It says he gave them bread from heaven, the manna in the desert. There was this film, frost on the floor, became something like a bread substance, and there was quail. He gave them a protein and a carbohydrate, kind of. And here in the story, Jesus fulfills that kind of prophetic role, in a sense, where he's there and he does the same thing. He gives them a protein and this bread. It's this amazing. Now, they would have known exactly. That would have, you know, really turned on the lights of their mind. Oh, wow, this is happening. He's here. Just like Moses, he's here. It's happening before us. Big difference, though. Big difference in the story was in the book of Exodus, they had clear instructions to take only what they needed from the manna and the quail, only what they needed. They would take, and whatever, they weren't allowed to have anything left over to the morning. It's not allowed. It wouldn't last. It would just go off. Now, here, they had 12 baskets full left over. They had all this left. There was too much. There was an abundance left for the people. And that's a key difference because Jesus later says in John, he says, the bread I'll give you is not like the bread my father gave in the desert. It's he'll give true bread from heaven. Not his exact words, but he's going to give a true bread from heaven. It's not left over. It doesn't disintegrate. It doesn't go off. There's more than enough. And that bread he's talking about, which is symbolically represented in this amazing miracle, was the bread of the Eucharist, the new covenant. That he's going to give you the very bread of his life, which wells up into eternity, which doesn't run out. It's infinite. It's so abundant. We can't even imagine. It's the very source and summit of our faith. It's everything. And without it, you don't have life within you. So it's a very beautiful story. And as we enter into the Eucharist, we sit there on the grass, like the disciples and the followers on the hill there, and we wait for the true bread from heaven to come into our souls and to well up to an abundance of life within us. Amen.